This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 151. I'm your host, Jeff Oppen, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to another episode. Yay! You know, this weekend, my wife was up in New York visiting her son. Actually, what she was doing was a car exchange. We bought a new one. He was getting her car, and she was bringing back his car, which is going to go in a trade-in. And there was a moment they were driving together in his current car, the one that we were taking back. And she paused for a second and sniffed. And she asked, has your friend, I'm not going to mention the first name, been in the car smoking cigars? Yeah. And she looked around and noticed that there was an air freshener thing in the car. And it had probably been weeks since the friend had been in the car. And yet the smell of cigar was in the car with an air freshener cover over. How do you think that one worked, folks? And yet so many of us try and put air freshener on top of a cigar or lipstick on top of a pig, and we expect to have different results. You think that ever works? Because I just find most of the time it doesn't. People find out later, and how do you think we look? It just doesn't work. A friend of mine came back from a vacation in Europe and told a fun story. She and her husband were seated next to a retired airline pilot, and somehow or other, the conversation comes up around UFOs. Ooh. And he talks about a time, the first time he said he saw a UFO, and he files a report, which translates into, and this is, the guy's been retired for a number of years, flew for 30 some odd, and you can only assume this is done a long time ago, because he had to write a report, not word process one, not email one, write a report. He completes the report, hands it in, at which point the supervisor goes up to a file cabinet, notice, a long time ago, and opens it up, takes out a folder that's 4 inches thick, and puts it in. You know, ignoring things doesn't change them either. You know, I spoke about air freshener, doesn't change anything. Ignoring things doesn't change things. Oh, the only thing that ever changes something is doing something about it. What are you ignoring? What are you pretending isn't there? Why do you think that's working? Just because you stick your head in the sand, suddenly it's going to go away? I don't think so. The first two segments were really about how people do things in half-hearted ways. Half-hearted ways. And you really don't need to do that. I think it's important to do things extremely well. Great. I can't say perfect. Great. You know, there's the man who created modern podcasting and modern radio. It's a guy named Ira Glass from This American Life on NPR. And in an interview, he said, if you're going to make something, make it good. And the truth is, folks, make it great. Good is okay, and maybe he's an understated man. But why do something that you're going to be doing in a half-hearted way? It's obviously not important to you. Only do things that have meaning to you. Really, only do things that have some meaning, because otherwise, all you're doing is wasting your time and other people's. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show, just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing that I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.